With Cap Radio News, I'm Chris Felt. An off-duty Sacramento police officer was found dead this morning in Rockland. The Rockland Police Department said they were responding to a call around 6 regarding a man laying unresponsive near the intersection of University Avenue and Larkspur Drive. First responders arrived and discovered that the man had passed away. The Sacramento Police Department would later identify him as 30-year-old Officer Daniel Bartlett. Bartlett had been with the department for 4 years and leaves behind a wife and a young child. No cause of death has been determined. The California Public Utilities Commission today approved a new flat charge for customers of large investor-owned utilities. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaida talked to people protesting the decision.
What do we want?
Stop the big utility tax!
When do we want it?
Now!
The decision means middle and high-income households will pay a fixed electricity rate of $24.15 each month. Low-income households will pay either $6 or $12. State legislators ordered the CPUC to establish a fixed rate in 2022. They said it would help pay for grid maintenance and reduce costs for customers. But critics say the fixed rate will actually raise costs.
A smaller proportion of their bill is going to be based on their energy use, and more of it's going to be fixed. So they're just going to be stuck with that $24. They can't do anything about that.
Jen Engstrom is the state director for the advocacy nonprofit California Public Interest Research Group.
So it's going to punish households who use less energy or just live in small homes that use less energy. And it's going to incentivize and actually, you know, help people who use a lot of energy or live in large homes that use a lot of energy.
Engstrom says the national average for a fixed rate is $11. She says an assembly bill could bring the charge closer to that number by amending the CPUC's decision. Manola Sequeira, Cap Radio News.
California U.S. Senator Alex Padilla is calling on President Biden to protect long-term undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Padilla held a conference yesterday with other congressional leaders. They're calling for streamlined pathways to lawful status for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens, family caregivers, and other long-term residents.
Our message to the president is this: we should not fear immigration as a subject matter. We should lean into it because we recognize the value that all immigrants, including undocumented immigrants like Dreamers, like farm workers, bring to our country each and every day.
Padilla is the son of Mexican immigrants and the first Latino to represent California in the U.S. Senate. He's emerged as a persistent force at a time when Democrats are increasingly focused on border security and when the country's posture toward immigrants is uncertain. You can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.